Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
No blue wave. There were more thunder and more storms than this electoral thunder yesterday. It's more like a blue puddle. Maybe a fairly sized blue puddle toward voting for women, but not this tsunami coming out. Tsunami, not even a wave. Not even a nice wave in Wildwood yesterday coming out of this. The figures don't back that up. And what the media is trying to do, of course, without any figures to back this up, about the intensity of this yesterday or the numbers that came out, is to tell you, hey, just give up now. Do not think you're not going to get swamped by all these women candidates out there. These all, every one of them highly qualified. And the takeaway from yesterday's primary is people don't like Trump. They hate Trump. They're out there in every way, shape, or form ready to show up and vote. Yeah, I didn't see that. And I don't think around the area those numbers match up with that. And I wonder what you saw where you are, but I just don't see the evidence of that. Now, President Trump tweeted out, I will tell you, though, that I'm a realist on this, and my advice, my breakdown, my analysis, talking to a lot of people on the two big races, Lou Barletta in the Senate race against Bob Casey Jr. and Scott Wagner. By the way, you notice how much the media, I collected a whole bunch of them, identify Scott Wagner as waste-hauling Wagner. Not even trash. Waste-hauling, like nuclear waste, like Scott Wagner. That's how he got here. Making millions, hauling nuclear waste or something. That's how they headline him and his win. Let's start with Barletta. President Trump tweeted out, congratulations to Lou Barletta. He'll be a great senator. Will represent his people well. Like to have him been represented in many years. Lou's a friend of mine and a special guy. He will very much help make America great again. Now, this is an uphill battle. This Jim Christiana guy who was out here at the station, was on with Chris, did very well, surprisingly well against Lou yesterday. And my sense is that Lou Barletta cannot win just playing off that he's Trump's guy. That won't be enough. He's not Trump. And we're going to have to see him eviscerate Bob Casey Jr. because Bob Casey Jr. has the name still, the Casey name, has the nice guy appeal as a person, he is, but has a radical voting record. And now that he's woke, that's what he said himself, he's even more radical. President Obama will come in and campaign for Bob Casey Jr. Remember, basketball playing buddies and all that. So that's going to be a very tough race unless we get away from the talking points and get directly toward how Casey votes and what it will mean in the Senate to have Casey there again in the most direct terms possible. That's what has to happen. Now, in the governor's race, Scott Wagner's got a lot of money, but so does Tom Wolf. And I've told him behind the scenes, I've done the debates, and I've told him, but well, what's the advice? Nobody here knows these guys or cares about it here in the Southeast. So that means Wolf has a big advantage. Because does Tom Wolf get the average listener right now? Tell me, does he get the juices flowing? Do you say that, you know, in the way that, Trump gets the juices flowing for everybody on both sides. But there are a few political figures in Pennsylvania to get people fired up. I mean, just look at the murderers row of tepid people we've had here locally. Pat Meehan, Ryan Costello. I know Ryan Costello now gets some people fired up that are conservatives. MacArthur, he gets the other side crazy. Brian Fitzpatrick. I don't see how these people get people nuts in one way or another. So we need some more juice here from Wagner. And the same thing, there are a lot of radical things that Wolf will do in a second term that he has to expose and go for it. Now, congratulations to Dean Mowick out there in Bucks County. I know listeners paid attention to this race, and rightfully so. He is a constitutional conservative. And, you know, with overwhelming party structure and money and everything else with Brian Fitzpatrick, he ran a great race. Final figures, he got almost 34% of the vote. And you can say, well, he only got 34%. You know, you have to understand what it's like running against the endorsed Republican candidate in a place like Bucks County. Now, I haven't seen yet. We'll see if he's going to endorse Fitzpatrick and if we're going to see unity on this and if people can come together. And I wanted to ask you that question straight up because you know my rule here. Can you get behind a guy like Brian Fitzpatrick, despite multiple rhino tendencies? The rule is this, and that's why we brought Dean on. He was the one primary run here that I thought ran a meaningful campaign. He ran a great campaign, and he said a lot of the things I believe in and you may believe in. And Brian Fitzpatrick has been absent on some of those things. But the issue is, if you don't vote for Brian Fitzpatrick, let me break down for you Scott Wallace. Now, if I hear one more person in the media go, well, you know, Scott Wallace, now, we know he's a Democrat out there in Bucks County. He has quite a family pedigree. You know, his grandfather was Henry Wallace. Whoa, wait a minute. Stop here. Yeah, he was vice president with FDR and all. Wow, what a family pedigree of great Democrats. Now, the media leaves out that Henry Wallace was ousted by FDR because of the, I think, more than just smoke, a lot of communist tendencies and people around him. That's a fact. Wallace would have been president if not ousted and Harry Truman tagged in. So when they talk about Wallace as a VP under FDR with a proud family. And we also ought to know about Scott Wallace's income, a guy who talks about income inequality. He'll be the third richest person in the Congress. I've seen various news reports, $100 million. God bless him. I don't know how he got $100 million. But maybe he should shut up about income inequality and grabbing guns. So are you prepared, despite the affection for the campaign run by Dean Malik, to now say, yeah, we got a head off here in Pennsylvania. That's why I was on MSNBC yesterday. They know Pennsylvania is, and they are gunning for Pennsylvania. They feel they have all these women candidates lined up in districts where we've had people drop out, Costello, Meehan, and others, Charlie Dent. And now they're poised to turn around Pennsylvania. And then that sets it up to turn it around for impeachment. They're banking on Pennsylvania and maybe taking out MacArthur to give them enough seats to make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House. So are you prepared to vote for someone like Fitzpatrick, who still should beat this Scott Wallace guy, but this guy's going to spend millions and millions of dollars hectoring about guns and income inequality and stuff like that and still be worth $100 million or so? As far as the women's breakthrough, there was some of that. It wasn't overwhelming. I've only had the woman out there in Montgomery County, Madeline Dean, on once. And I think she was in shock about some of my philosophies versus hers. I don't think she can stand a good challenge. I don't know if there's going to be one out there. The Scanlon woman over in the former Pat Meehan district has a deep, shall we say, progressive background. That's what's being pitched. So we are going to see probably in the three women candidates, and this Chrissy Houlihan, you're going to see if they win a much different uptick. We were not liking our congressional delegation before. We send them all, 2010, 2014 and on, and they were weak, at least on conservative principles. Their argument was always, well, Dom, you can't win in the suburbs essentially being a conservative. You know it. This is the age-old question. And now I think they're going to be replaced by people that are very much the opposite of that. Now, speaking of the opposite of that, the other big takeaway yesterday, and I'm kind of surprised by this, and a lot of people I spoke with last night and this morning who were inside and following this stuff were a little bit surprised, this John Fetterman guy. the lieutenant governor candidate. Now, this guy is the guy, he's about 6'8", 300 pounds, and he just wears black denim all the time. Goatee, looks like a motorcycle, not stereotyping, you know. And this guy's to the left of Bernie Sanders, or he's right there with Bernie. It's a chance with this guy to make Tom Wolf out his ticket to be as radical as they are. This guy is very radical. So on the Democrat side yesterday, you saw a radical uptick. And the local papers, the local pundits are trying to bill this as headlined, Trump's politics drive Bucks Democrats to the polls. I don't see the evidence that yesterday people were just itching to get out there. I'd love to see a breakdown. I don't know how I would get it. Say a millennial voters. You know, we hear this, they're going to turn on us in November of 2018 and 2020. They're not going to forget. And this time they're going to show up and vote. There was not widespread. A lot of these were local. A lot of these were local skirmishes. And the only thing that I did think yesterday that's fair is pretty much there was an emphasis on women candidates, at least in our area and across the state, somewhat versus what it usually is. There is some of that. But as far as a tsunami of blue, just psyched up beyond belief to come and get us, based upon yesterday, I don't see it. The turnout is not remarkable. And now they'll tell us, well, the turnout will be in November. We'll see. We'll see if it is or not. Yeah, we'll see if these people really turn. Oh, I'm going to get at Trump. That Brian Fitzpatrick, he sets me off. Can I vote against Trump? Where's Toomey? What's Toomey running for? I want to vote against Toomey. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So I have some hope in the governor's race. I'm being honest with you. I'm not putting on the pom-poms. I don't have much hope in the Senate race. Unless Lou Barletta is able to go after what Bob Casey's really all about. I mean, that's what it takes. Vague talkings of things. And President Trump can come here from Lou. That's great. Lou Barletta has outstanding credentials on the issue of illegal immigration. That's one of the issues to play. But he's got to draw Casey into this, and we have to see Casey as Philadelphia defending this against the rest of the state. If that can be done, you have a shot. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very difficult to pick up that seat. All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we're coming to you in a moment. But broad question. It's not just about Bucks County. I said this about all these guys. Once the primary's over, this was a hard-fought primary, and as I said, I commend Dean Malik. Is the right thing to do now to coalesce behind the Republican that's left standing, or is it to say, no, let's have them go down. That's the only way we're ever going to get rid of these rhinos. In the meantime, realize what you're doing. Realize how tight this is. On election night, this is going to come down to 3 to 5 seats nationwide. That will determine whether somebody like Jim Jordan from Ohio, hopefully, is the Speaker of the House, or Nancy Pelosi. And impeachment. Are you willing to roll the dice and say, yeah, I am. We got to get rid of these rhinos like Fitzpatrick. Or do you get it? Now's the time to rally behind. You have your shot in a primary and go from there. Because there is going to be change here in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the key state.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.